Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We've come to the point of the Mass when we say, Lord, Lord, six times, and in the middle, there's a pleading threefold, O Christ, have mercy, making nine altogether, and that's the Kyrie. It's the Greek part of the Latin Mass, a remnant, just the response from a litany which was introduced into Mass in Rome in the 16th century from the East. You may remember the litany on Holy Saturday, or if you've ever come to a confirmation, you get there a little early and you're waiting for Mass to start, and the clergy are humbly kneeling before the altar and the litany is chanted. But that's just twice in the year. At daily Mass, it's telescoped or shortened into just that one response, Kyrie eleison. The celebrant to recite it goes to the epistle corner. He's there for the introit, and then he goes back to the middle for the Kyrie at a high Mass. He's usually there still at his side corner. Now, this going back and forth, if you're meditating on the Passion, and we all do at least a little during Mass, naturally suggests our Lord, bound with ropes and dragged back and forth by the armed mob. First, they took him, Holy Thursday night after the garden, to the house of Annas, and Annas was father-in-law to the current high priest, Caiaphas. He had been high priest before him. And our Lord is arraigned before Annas as a criminal. And Peter was there too. The mystics say Peter denied Christ the first time there in the house of Annas. And then when the priest goes from the epistle side back to the middle, that represents Christ being sent by Annas to Caiaphas, and then Peter denies him a second and a third time. Meanwhile, Christ is spat upon, struck in the face, and mocked. Today is the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. Consider their role in the Passion of Christ. I mean, how they made our Lord to suffer terribly. Peter, he's there. He's distracted. He's weak. Mary of Agreda says he was tempted by Satan terribly. He's full of grief. He's been weeping. And he denied Christ from house to house. Paul, he was Saul back then, he's full of himself. He's a Pharisee. A Jew's Jew is how he described himself. He went from house to house, arresting Christians at a certain point in Jerusalem, and he traveled up to Syria to do the same until our Lord knocked him off his horse with blinding light and said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he answered, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? And that question opened the gates of paradise to him. And the question would do the same for you. Peter and Paul, the church said on Friday, that was their octave day. Well, she described them in the epistle from the Book of Wisdom as men of mercy, because they received more mercy from the Lord Jesus than anyone else. So they know how much we poor sinners need it. They know how necessary mercy is. They have compassion on us. You can trust these two saints. They'll understand. Now, we need mercy more than just for our sins. Nearly every petition, and I hope you've brought some to Mass today, the kind of a shopping list, as it were, nearly every petition is greeted with, "O Lord, have mercy." Now at the altar, the priest, the celebrant, always alternates with his server to say these prayers, that dignified and insistent plea, sort of a rolling cadence, you can hear it, a eleison, "Have mercy." The server has to remember where he is. For some reason or another, the other week I was making responses for Father Lectoranda at the altar, and I'm afraid I missed him up because the priest's role is not the same as the server's. The server just says the Kyrie once, and then he says the Christe twice, and then he says the Kyrie once. And the last one is always from the priest. Kyrie eleison. For a brief moment, our Latin Mass sounds like a Greek or a Byzantine Mass in which the deacon is mostly leading people in saying litanies, and they're all answering each time Kyrie eleison, while the priest says his prayers quietly at the altar. The Kyrie. But why do we have contrition again so soon after the Confiteor? Well, the first time was for personal sins. Peccavi, I have sinned, and we strike the breast. And we confess to God and to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to the saints. The Venerable Emmerich says that Peter ran into Our Lady there at the house of Caiaphas right after he heard the cock crow. He saw her and he fell at her knees and blurted out, "Mother, oh mother, speak to me not. Thy son, they have condemned him to death, and I have denied him 3 times. Our Lady prayed for his forgiveness, and he was forgiven. May she pray for us as we go to Calvary today. The threefold Kyrie, thrice repeated at Mass, suggests Peter's threefold denial, doesn't it? But as well, his act of reparation, which came in 3 parts. So we stop on our way just before the Gloria to say eleison, not so much for this or that sin, as for our sinfulness. Symbolically, it's Advent again. Man's misery and God's answer is to send his son. That is mercy. But there's more. We're conscious now of being creatures. The psalmist says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" He is God, we remember. He is the Kyrios. He is the Lord of all. He made us. We didn't make ourselves. And who am I, the priest thinks in the middle, to be treating with God? Infinity, almighty, unconfined, incommunicable, without parts. Why would God even take any notice of us as so many gnats to be brushed away? Well, Monsignor Knox says, that is exactly how you should start Mass. And this is actually the ancient beginning of our Mass, because remember, prayers at the foot of the altar, they were said before Mass on the way. And the introit that was originally a kind of an opening hymn. And so the Mass proper started with a solemn plea, begging for mercy more, groveling, as it were, before God. That's how we start the Mass. So don't you start by thinking of God as a cozy friend who's been waiting to have a good chat with you all week long. That's all right for later, maybe after communion. But first stop and shake your head and shudder at the immensity of it all. We tell God he is God and not we. And we beg for mercy. There, you've got it right. Now go on. Originally, the Pope used to give the sign to the choir to start the Kyrie, and then at a certain point he would nod to stop and then go on to the Christe, and then again to the Kyrie, and finally, a last nod, the Pope was busy keeping an eye on the singers, he would indicate that the Kyrie should conclude. But then the French got the idea to organize it into exactly 9 parts, 3 for each person of the Blessed Trinity, in reparation for heresy, the heresy of Arianism. And so it is still today. The only exception is at a solemn papal mass at St. Peter's, the Kyrie would be continued until the act of homage done to the Pope was concluded. So the original litany, which was the source of our little Kyrie in the Mass, was introduced at the end of the 5th century by a pope called Gelasius. And this litany, like so many of the ancient prayers of the Church, focused on heresy, the denial of revealed dogma, with an unsquinting eye. For those deceived by the lying of the Jews, or by heretical depravity, or filled with pagan superstition, we beseech the Lord of truth, Kyrie eleison. Father Cicada notes in his book on the Mass that this is one of those ancient prayers probably the Novus Ordo would not want to be restoring in our day. But I thought of it the other day in connection with the congressional questioning of that candidate a few weeks ago for a federal judgeship, Amy Barrett, who's on Trump's short list for the all-powerful Supreme Court. Now, she is Novus Ordo and a member of a charismatic cult, but she must have some good points, I figure, because the naturalists are mighty suspicious of her, and they're all up in arms. And one of their spokespeople, the Jewess, the Senator Feinstein from California, famously attacked this woman. You may have heard this. She attacked her faith, saying, "The dogma lives loudly within you." Well, I don't know about Judge Barrett, but each of us must admit it does not nearly enough. And thus we cry, Kyrie eleison, until we are determined to root out anything in us which does not do the will of our Heavenly Father, Christe eleison. Today, we come face to face with him, the eternal, the almighty, at Mass. And we can only repeat, Kyrie eleison. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.